Hello, and welcome to the More Than Digital Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm joined by Joe.
Hello again.
Hello again. Second week in a row. You enjoyed it so much last time.
I did. Just couldn't wait to come back.
Nice. It's a good episode. I haven't checked the viewing figures or the viewership figures or the listenership figures, but I'm sure they are among the highest that we've seen.
Well, that's very kind.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah.
Looking forward to getting stuck in this week.
Yeah, it's very good. So this week is a bit of a follow-on. Last week we were talking about Google Eat auditing and sort of the best practice for how you'd go about that and make sure you're adhering to the Eat guidelines. Part of that was around reviewing content. And so today we're going to do a bit of a deep dive into content auditing. Which
Indeed.
Is a fun topic, right?
Riveting. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it is an essential part of SEO. You know, everyone has to do content. Everyone likes doing content. I say everyone. I don't mind doing content. So, yeah, I think a content audit is a nice way to follow on from our Eat conversation. And the two really do go quite hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'd agree with you. I think the content creation is one of my favorites. The more creative part of it. I think that and like outreach stuff, more creative outreach stuff. So yeah, I think I'm with you. I'm excited about it. You can tell in our voice how excited we were. But firstly, how has everything been since the last podcast? What's been your highlight of this week?
It's been good. Yeah. Well, we're sort of on the earlier part of the week, but you know, first week of the month is reporting week for you know, most marketing professionals. So nice to get that out of the way. And I've just been working on a big tech audit for a client, which has been a lot of fun. Something I actually very much enjoy getting stuck into those.
So I disagree. I was with you on the content audit, but the tech audit.
You know, I do love a bit of a tech audit. So yeah, I've been doing that this week, which has been a lot of fun. So yeah, another busy week here at Optix as always.
Nice.
Doing the best we can for our clients.
Good. Yeah, all good. So yeah, peeking behind the curtain again, which we like to do. We're recording on a Tuesday. Usually we record on a Wednesday. But yeah, just so that we can make sure we can get one out. This week, we're doing it on a Tuesday. It'll be out as normal as on Friday. You won't know any different. But hey, that's just how we roll. We're crazy. Perfect. Cool. So where to begin on a content audit? Are you able to give a quick overview about what a content audit is and why you need to do it for SEO?
Yeah, sure. So I guess a content audit can mean different things to different people. To me, it means essentially exactly that. It involves looking at all the content on your website, essentially seeing what content is performing, what content isn't performing, and then coming up with an action plan, you know, based on sort of the analysis that you do in order to improve that content for a variety of reasons, which we'll dive into. But yeah, in short, it is, you know, as simple as it sounds. It's looking at all the content on your website, old content, new content, you know, content that has been, you know, maybe forgotten about, content that is performing really well. Maybe you're an e-commerce business, maybe you're a SaaS business, maybe you are a, you know, business focused entirely in providing information. It doesn't matter what industry you work in, you know, content audit is sort of a key part of any SEO strategy, and I think is yeah, really important for any business to do. You know, it's particularly in a time where the value of content is being heavily, you know, monitored by Google and search engines. I think now is as good a time as ever to have a review of all the content on your site, look at what's working, look at what's not, and come up with a bit of a plan.
Yeah, nice. So my understanding is that a content audit, like you said, will mean different things to different people. And also the benefits or doing so will have big impacts for certain websites and slightly less impact, but it's no less important to do. You know, so if you're a massive website, maybe a content audit is not going to have as much benefit as a smaller website, or as maybe like a technical audit would do, but it's still worth doing for businesses of all shapes and sizes periodically. So what are the main benefits? Why would you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are plenty of sort of main key benefits to content audit, right? You know, it's firstly, you'll be able to understand how your content is currently performing, because it's all well and good kind of going into analytics or going into Search Console or any other kind of SEO tool that you might use and looking at how many clicks a page is generating, or how many, you know, users, how many new users are visiting a page, and pulling out data like that, but actually undertaking a larger scale content audit will give you a lot more detail in terms of data, but also a lot more context in how those pages are performing, and will really utilize, you know, the suite of SEO tools that we're able to utilize to actually give a bit of a better understanding from a wider point of view how pieces of content are performing. Because, you know, we can look at a piece of content and say, oh, it's ranking number one for this keyword, but actually based on a number of other data sources, there are actually improvements that we can be made. So I think from that point of view, it's almost good to do, even if you're just interested in understanding in a bit more detail how the content on your site is performing.
Yeah.
And then we go into actually, you know, what that can mean for moving forward in terms of, you know, implementing an actual content strategy. So I think an audit will allow you to identify, you know, loads of potential content gaps. Yep. Not only content gaps that you can see in your own site, but also content gaps when you start comparing to competitor sites as well. And then, you know, lastly, it kind of informs your future content decisions, right? You know, it's all well and good saying, for the next 6 months, I'm going to produce this content. But actually, if we don't have the data to back it up, it's somewhat, you know, futile to do that. So I think if you're looking to form, you know, a content plan for sort of months, even years to come, then, you know, starting with a content audit as a baseline is super important.
Yeah, that's a good shout. I think, like we said last week, if you create loads and loads of content, but actually no one's seeing it, then, and it's not providing any value, then what's the point of it?
Exactly that.
So yeah, cool. Okay, so how, I suppose a couple of questions in one here. How often would you do this as part of your overall SEO strategy? And then how do you sort of determine which, you know, where you start?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of sort of the first part of your question, in terms of when you would do a content audit, I think it's very, very case dependent. You know, I can't accurately sit here and say you should do one every 3 months or you should do one every year. You know, it's simply not the case. It's going to be a very much on a website by website, business by business basis. But I think as an overall rule of thumb, I think if you were to look to do a sort of a content audit maybe every 6 months, I think would be about a rough kind of scale, obviously a very loose scale, and that obviously depends on, you know, the size of the website, the industry, the focuses, etc. But I think, you know, doing a content every 2 years is not going to have the same benefit as doing a content every 6 months. But likewise, doing a content every month is very excessive and probably not required at all, you know, despite how big, you know, a site you're dealing with. So, yeah, I would say sort of a rough guideline would be, around every six months, sort of initially would be a good kind of starting point. And then, you know, like we said, in terms of why you would do that, you know, that could be a variety of reasons. You know, it could be, you know, more of a business-led decision. It could be more of an SEO or marketing-led decision. So I think those things combined will give you kind of a bit of an idea of how frequently, you know, those sorts of things should happen, and how often you should be thinking about whether a content audit is going to be, you know, the best use of your time, you know, spent on optimizing your site.
Yeah. I suppose it's also dependent on how much content you're producing as well. So, if, you know, if you reduce 4 pieces of content a year, one every quarter, then maybe needs then to do less perhaps, frequently. If you're producing something every week.
Then... Yes, perhaps a content audit won't be required there. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, like I said, it's all very, you know, business and site dependent. You know, a small site with limited content that's them producing limited content.
Yeah.
It's simply just not going to need a content audit, you know, potentially, you know, not for a few years, but, you know, a site that we were talking about, they're producing new content every day, then that's going to be something that's going to have to be looked at a bit more frequently.
Yeah. Cool. And then, so are there any specific times when you would think, I think you sort of touched upon, could be a business decision, it could be that there's never been a content audit done, or, you know, marketing decision or whatever it might be, but also, there might be reactive times when you might need to do a content audit, like an update has happened and then, you know, visibility starts to tank. Mm-hmm. Are there any other times that you would consider doing?
Yeah. So obviously, like you mentioned, that's, you know, always a good thing to include as part of a strategy. If you're seeing, you know, larger scale drops, you know, across the site on the back of, you know, algorithm updates or something like that. Before a migration, it is a good time to do a content audit as well. You know, a migration, you know, for anyone who's listening who's undertaken a website migration, you know, it's not an easy feat. It's, you know, a lot of work goes into it and they can be very complex. So undertaking a content audit before that process starts will help the migration process, you know, a lot more, because you'll understand exactly what content needs to be moved across. The content will more than likely already be optimized. It'll already be planned out. The strategy will be in place. So that's another kind of key point. To do that, I suppose, if you're you know, taking on a new area of business that requires, you know, new sections of content, then that's a good time to then also review additional content as well. And to be fair, if your site is just sort of a bit of an older site and one hasn't been done, you know, in quite some time, and you're coming across pages which are very outdated as a sort of a regular occurrence, then a content audit is always a good place to start to look into that.
Nice. Cool. So other things that crop up as well, sort of, yeah, challenges. And I think sometimes we get asked, you know, why should I? I thought having more content was better for SEO. And that always seems to be a bit of a challenge. Do you see that? Have you seen that as a challenge before? How do you combat that kind of thing? And are there any other challenges when it comes to sort of suggesting or doing a content audit that crop up?
Yes, myth debunked. It is quality over quantity. That is very, very true. And yeah, I think it's just about managing those expectations. And I think presenting in a way that sort of informs, you know, stakeholders or whoever it may be, that, you know, the focus should be on the quality of the content, not the quantity. You know, a site with 20 pages can have the opportunity to outrank a site with 1,000 pages, because if the site with 1,000 pages has a load of content that's completely not optimized, that hasn't been touched in years, but the smaller site is incredibly well optimized, everything is ticked off, you know, you go in there and there's nothing you can look at that needs changing because it's all been done, then that has a much better chance of performing well. So I think it is just kind of explaining the reasoning behind it. And I think one of the sort of key things I found that has helped when undertaking content audits is trying to describe them and explain them and also sort of outline them that aligns with the actual business goals as well. Yeah. You know, if a business is looking to focus on a certain area, if they're sort of offering some new services, whatever it may be, aligning the content audit with that and explaining how undertaking this sort of work can impact that in a positive way, I think always helps to give a bit more extra context as to why it's actually useful to be done.
I think that's a really important point, actually. Aligning to business goals and also, you know, the audiences that you're trying to target are super important as well. Yeah, that's really good. I know you're itching to get going on this. What are the steps you take? Can you walk us through? Walk us through a content audit.
I will try my best to walk through a content audit in enough time that we can make sure the podcast is an acceptable length.
Four hours of recording time on this memory card. So we've got time.
If anyone wants to listen to me explain content audits for 4 hours, then please make sure you get in touch, because I'd be happy to do so. But in the shortened version, so the steps I would take, I've kind of made some notes here just on kind of my previous experience and thoughts and sort of how I would approach a content audit. So as we've kind of touched on, I think the first step is very much a why question. It's, you know, why are you undertaking this content audit? What are the purposes for it? You know, and I think, you know, as we mentioned, it's sort of about understanding current content performance. It's identifying those potential gaps as well, whether that be potential gaps in your own business, whether that be potential gaps to competitors. I think that's always really good to understand if that's something that you're trying to sort of, you know, take some market share. And also, if you're, you know, sort of struggling to, I guess, come up with, you know, content plans for the future, content strategies, then, you know, outlining an undertaking a content audit is going to help inform those strategies and provide you a lot more information into, you know, the directions that you need to take going forwards with that. And I think, you know, as something else we've kind of already spoken about, but I'll mention again, you know, defining your goals and metrics when undertaking a content audit is super important. You know, the audit itself is going to be, you know, a really high quality piece of work. It's going to provide a lot of information, but actually understanding the reasoning why you're doing that and then aligning that with, you know, wider goal. You know, are you looking to just straight up improve your SEO results? Are you looking to, you know, improve your rankings, improve your organic traffic? Are you looking for more sort of audience engagement? Are you seeing, you know, drops in click-through rate? Are you seeing conversion rate, you know, sort of underperforming? And then, you know, it's talking about, like, you looking for that audience engagement, you know, type improvement. So those are kind of the key points that you've got to start with before you even undertake the audit. And then as we sort of go into how I'd go about that. So I'd always start with an inventory of content.
Yep.
So obviously you need to understand what pages are on the site, you know, whether they be current pages, whether they be legacy pages, whether they be, you know, sort of broken pages, anything you can think of. And that includes images, it includes PDFs, it includes kind of additional pages similar to that. They should all be included in kind of an all-encompassing type export. recommend Screaming Frog for that. It will save you a load of time. And if you're not using Screaming Frog, then I'm not sure why.
Well, I think the benefit, if you're not, don't worry, because we are. So
that
you
is
need
true.
Help, if you need help with content audit, we're your guys.
And then we need to start cataloging the content because, you know, we'll have this export full of potentially tens of thousands of URLs. So we need a way to actually start breaking this down into kind of a legible document. So, you know, looking at, you know, grouping these by kind of URL, by title, by headings, if they're split into categories, if they're split into particular content types, you know, we want to list all that information so we can easily start grouping, you know, these things together. And then once we have our kind of initial list of URLs that we've exported, we've crawled, it's then about combining it with as much relevant data as we, you know, can get access to. So that'll be backlink data from tools like Ahrefs, position ranking data from, you know, any sort of ranking tool, whether, you know, a designated tool like AccuRanker, search engine ranking, whether you're tracking them in SEMrush. Pulling all that information is going to be really key to understand where these pages are actually ranking. Then combining it with data from like GA, from Search Console, to understand the traffic that these pages are generating, the clicks, the average position, if you're, you know, going off Search Console as opposed to one of the other tools. And then once we've essentially have all that data together, it's about using some Excel wizardry to you know, combine it all into a cohesive export. So, you know, the goal there would be to have a complete document that lists all the URLs. It contains the key information like focus keyword, headings, all of which you can extract from, you know, from your crawl without having to, you know, go through each page manually. Combining that with traffic data, ranking data, and then you can see exactly row by row what page we're looking at, the key information from that page, how it's performing. And that is really kind of the starting point for any audit, you know, content, technical or otherwise. And that really sort of kicks off where you can go then in terms of next steps and planning out what you're going to do with those pages. So once we have kind of our inventory of content, we're then looking to actually interpret that data. So we want to understand what it actually means, where the opportunities lie, and then how we sort of move forward to coming up with a bit more of a strategy. So what we're looking for in that data is kind of any pages that represent any kind of opportunity. So there's a bunch of different kind of ways that, that you can do this. And I, you know, I won't go into every single one, but, you know, for example, if we're looking through that list and we're seeing, we identify 10 pages that have high traffic, but low conversion rates. So we're seeing that they're getting a load of sessions each month, but actually their conversion rate's not really very good. So we know that those pages from a conversion point of view are ones to be looked at. Vice versa, they could be really high converting pages, but they're actually just not getting the traffic through. So we know when people are landing on that page, they're converting really well, but we're struggling to get people to that page. Then we look at that from that point of view. And you kind of go through each different scenario that you can think of. You know, are you getting people to the site, but they're not converting? Are we just driving a load of people to the site, but then they're getting a bit lost? You know, they're landing on, you know, these pages, but actually they should be, you know, landing on this page. Are we seeing a bunch of pages that are ranking for keywords that we're not expecting? You know, are we optimizing around these terms, but actually we're finding that people are searching for this and getting to this page, which obviously, you know, isn't right. So it's about kind of interpreting that data and just understanding where the opportunities lie. And I think it sounds maybe a bit daunting, but once you actually get stuck in, it's fairly easy to start coming up and identifying those patterns. And you'll start seeing, you know, you'll go through and you'll see these pages kind of jump out at you in the list. You'll be like, oh, this is, why is this generating so many sessions, but actually no one's filling out the form on the page or whatever it may be. And I think that's just sort of not something that I can describe how to do. Is something that you just kind of
happens over time. You start picking it up as you look at more and more.
Exactly. It's just something that you'll end up, you know, even if you've never done a content audit for, you may know your site really well and you'll start going through and you'll be, you'll know the pages off by heart and you'll think, oh, the, you know, this opportunity is there, etc. So I think once you've then started to kind of interpret the data, then you need to come up with a bit of an action plan. So I think obviously, like we've spoken about, it's very dependent on business size, website size, things like that. But you need to kind of, I guess, the way I attack it would be to break it down into kind of sections. So if I've identified, you know, a group of pages that, you know, are converting really well, but just aren't getting traffic, I'd group those together in a kind of a little bucket and then look at optimizations that potentially could apply to all those pages. And, you know, that kind of strategy for me works in a way that, you know, often it can be quite daunting to just go URL by URL, and often that isn't the most effective way, particularly when we're talking about dealing with, you know, bigger sites with thousands of pages. It's not really going to be an effective strategy to do that. So you can either go kind of by, I guess, issue type.
Yep.
So, you know, you can see we've got 20 pages I've identified that are getting traffic but aren't converting. Mm. Let's address those. Or I've identified 10 pages that, you know, they're getting, you know, they perform quite well, they rank okay, but actually the internal linking structure around those pages is terrible. Yep. Let's address the internal linking. On the flip side of that, you can sort of address it from a business point of view and say, okay, I've got this list of pages that are all product pages that are not performing. Let's address those. Or I've got all of these pages that are core category pages. Let's do all of those in one go. Yeah. So the best way I can sort of recommend from my personal experience about how to sort of address it would be to really kind of group, you know, scenarios together and attack them once at a time. And obviously all of that, sort of all of those actions that you'll be undertaking will be on the back of the data that you've gone ahead and interpreted. And that will kind of, the interpretation of that will naturally lead onto the actions that you take. And obviously, you know, from a longer term point of view, it's then about, you know, I guess the final step, if you want to call it that, is sort of analyzing those pages once those changes have been made, which from an SEO point of view, maybe months down the line. But, you know, there's also, I think, you know, recording those changes as part of your content audit is important as well, because you can go back in 6 months' time and say, oh, all these pages have jumped up because I made all these changes to them. And that's sort of good from a, you know, nice personal point of view to know that what you've done has made a difference, but also you can see actually what changes I've made have worked, and this is the reason why. And that's always, you know, something that can help inform future decisions.
That's the dream. That is the dream. Yeah. You analyze the data, you make recommendations, you implement the recommendations, and then the results come in. But yeah, you're right. It might take 3, 6, 12 months down the line that you see those. I think when you were talking about the buckets there are obviously different things, different metrics you'd be looking at. So if you're grouping them by conversion, you'd obviously be looking at conversion rate. If you're grouping them by, like, opportunity on to improve rankings, you'd be looking at average position. You might look at impressions versus, like, traffic, so your click-through rate. And then again, there's opportunity to improve things from that way as well. So yeah, at least by bucketing it out and chunking it out, you can just split out and go, right, that's the opportunity for those, that's the opportunity for those, and work in a more strategic way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and then the outcome is obviously dependent on what those buckets are, what the recommendations are, and what the data is showing you. Because, you know, if you start going, well, I'm going to see what the ranking improvement, what has happened in terms of the rankings, but actually your objective was to improve conversion rate, then you're not marrying up the outcome with the objective there. So when you're looking at those as well, I think, and making the and assessing the performance afterwards, you need to just go back and you know, bear in mind what initial objective you had at the outset as well. So yeah, I think that's really important. That was a very good comprehensive overview of conducting a content audit, I think. But I think it can seem quite daunting, especially like we've indicated, when you can have big sites, thousands of pages, they might not have been touched for years and years and years. Sometimes it's easier to bury your head in the sand and not do something like this, but it is really important to do. And if you're not that confident doing it, then that's why, you know, you would hire a digital marketing agency that has the expertise, like Joe has, to help support it as well. So, are there any? So I mentioned challenges earlier. Mm. Any common mistakes that happen? Anything that people do, and they think they might have done a really good content audit, but actually, you know, they've hit a few bumps in the road along the way.
Common mistakes, missing pages.
Yeah,
seems like a kind of obvious one, but I've seen it in the past. You know, these crawlers are, you know, incredible pieces of technology. I love Screaming Frog. I use it, you know, pretty much every day for one thing or another. But there are also other pointers that I would give, like going into GA. And exporting pages as well. And I think that as a very kind of example, you know, when we start with the content audit, if we're missing pages, regardless of, you know, if they've had any views in the last 12 months, whatever it may be, you know, actually having a starting point of having every single page is really, really key. So, you know, combining, you know, crawlers like Screaming Frog, you know, if we're exporting a list of URLs from there, also go into GA and just, you know, make sure that, you know, exporting the list there, cross-referencing, and if there are any additional ones, including that. I think one of the most common mistakes is actually not importing the data correctly. You know, we're talking about a content audit. It is obviously the more creative side of SEO, but the decisions that you make on the back of a content audit come from having the data in place to start with, because that's really the key. That's where we're going to get our information to how content is performing and will inform our decisions of what to do next. So, you know, taking your time during that sort of data gathering process. You know, we're talking about for a proper comprehensive content audit, you know, gathering data from multiple sources, combining them together. It can be quite tricky, but taking your time during that process is something that is really important to make sure, you know, we're the data we have that will then lead us on to the next step about informing decisions so that we know when we make optimizations, they're done because the data is correct. And then the results, hopefully positive, we see because, you know, the accuracy beforehand. So one of the common mistakes I see is just data not being up to scratch. And I think that's probably one of the biggest pointers I would give as part of a content audit is at that stage, really take your time and just make sure all the information, all the data is correct, because any decisions you make on the back of that, you know, are going to be accurate and you know, are going to have the best chance to have a positive impact on your site.
Yeah, I've definitely fallen foul of having all of those different sources of data and then completely messing up like a VLOOKUP, and it just starts putting in the wrong stuff and you just have to start from scratch again. And it's an absolute nightmare, but yeah, I think it's worth just sense checking that.
Absolutely.
In the first instance. So we touched upon last week, it's really important going forward and like with helpful content audits coming out from Google, AI content being added all the time, giving yourself competitive advantage. You know, if loads and loads of businesses are just churning out AI generated content that offers no real value, by doing this and having that human input and making sure that you're checking it, because trends change as well. So, you know, a page that might have performed really well historically might have dropped off, so you can update from there. But yeah, it's like this is one of the core best practice things to do periodically, like you said, potentially every 6 months, but you know, it differs. But yeah, it's obviously becoming more and more important with everything that's going on sort of in the wider content creation world. I didn't want to say world. But yeah, you know what I mean. Anything else that you'd add? Any final bits of advice?
Final bits of advice. Let me think. I think prior to doing a content audit, you know, obviously this is very dependent on your site and your business. I think it's always good to align with potentially members of staff who are not in the marketing business.
Yep.
And I think it's good to understand what their goals are, you know, for the business, you know, either from a digital point of view or from a, you know, physical point of view, because I think that will also help you to just take your content audits to another level. It will help you to really nail down what those goals are and then really specify what those optimizations potentially will be to not align just with SEO goals or for, you know, so digital marketing goals, but also with the wider business goals. And I think, you know, if you are able to do that, I'm fully aware that, you know, whether it's agency life, in-house life, that can often be challenging. But I think if that opportunity is there to kind of align what you're doing with people who, you know, aren't necessarily directly involved with the day-to-day digital marketing, then that's just going to help take your audit kind of to another level and really help you, you know, have this kind of outcome of recommendations and optimizations that are going to be fully aligned with what your business is doing, will align with, you know, SEO best practice and what's going to be best for, you know, generating better organic performance. And it all kind of ties in really nicely together.
Yeah, I think that's a really good final point. I know we've touched on before. I think we touched in this episode. We've certainly touched on previous episodes. Sometimes as SEOs or digital marketers, we can be so head down, blinkers on, we're just focusing on ranking improvements, the organic traffic coming in. But actually, if that doesn't align to the business goals, if you're not talking to the right people, and then you're not generating whatever the overarching business goal needs to be, then actually, again, the time is sometimes sort of wasted. So getting that context, making sure you're aligning to those wider goals is super important. Good piece of final advice and good update. Like we said, if the thought of conducting a content audit for your site fills you with fear, because it can be a big undertaking, then you know where to go. You can email us at info@opticsolutions.co.uk. You can email us at podcast@opticsolutions.co.uk. If you have any questions, if there's anything that you'd like us to answer on the podcast in future weeks, then use that podcast email address or get in touch if you need some support. It's what we're here for. It's what we do day in, day out. You can see how excited Joe got talking about that. And yeah, it's really good, really informative. So yeah, with all of that said, wrap up for another week. Join us again for the next episode next week. But until then, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.